Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is why it's so key for InfoWars to be on air, because guess what? We don't have any money coming in from these big pharmaceutical companies. And I'm not going to attack individuals or personalities at Fox News that I think may be good people. They're never going to be allowed to talk about this. This is like one of the things even the best people at Fox News will never, ever be allowed to talk about, any of this stuff that we're highlighting here today with David Knight, Alex Jones, and myself, Owen Schroyer. We're going to get back into all this, but, you know, again, that's why we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The massive sales have just been extended one more day. Some of the top supplements, 50% off, folks. A lot selling out. So get to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on air and take advantage of these big specials. But, you know, I'm thinking about how all this is playing out, David, and I'm putting some of the pieces together listening to you, and I'm thinking, you know, here's Bill Gates, this guy that they push upon us as this be-all, end-all. And yes, he does go do public forum talks where he talks about how all humans have to die. I mean, that's his own words. Get the population down to zero, and then they kind of laugh, and he giggles, and he's in his little pink sweater, and he's, you know, it's all fun and games to him. But I realize, too, with the media, how they could actually pull this off, David. Bill Gates will martyr you. Bill Gates wants to martyr you. You see, you're killing the planet. You're evil, you're a parasite, but that's okay, because you're going to now be a martyr for Gaia. You're now going to be a martyr for Mother Earth, and you dying with this injection is a good thing. It's the Kool-Aid, but it's good because you're a parasite, and so this is your chance to redeem yourself and become a martyr. And as I was saying in the break, David, the reason why I think they're pushing it so much, and this is why you're talking about phase two, the fear of the coronavirus is dying.
Yeah,
for the most part. I mean, people are going out, and it's the spread is false. I mean, the hoax is out. I mean, so they have to push this as hard as they can now until their hoax has been 100% exposed.
Well, you know, the first part of the hoax was to say, we got this new disease. It's novel. It's invisible. You can't tell you got it. And it's got a very high case fatality rate. You're all going to die. High percentage of you are going to die. Then when that turns out that's not true, the next stage, and I said this a long time ago, they're going to start, they're going to hold that back. Once that lie has been exposed, they're going to go out and they're going to start testing people and say, look, now it's going everywhere. Now you got to go back into your hobbit holes, stay there, because this is too dangerous to come out. But, you know, when you're talking about depopulation, and it's kind of interesting looking at how the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability was all based on saving the environment, right? And saving Gaia, as you referenced. And when they talk about Gaia, Gaia is the idea of Mother Earth, this sentient nature and so forth, and they always portray humanity as a virus, and we have to be eliminated. And so when you look at the front end of this, the justification of it, we have to save Gaia, we have to save the Earth from this human virus. On the back end, you look at all the different things that they wanted. We got to eliminate meat, we got to eliminate travel, we got to eliminate airplanes, we got to pack everybody into the cities and control and monitor everything that they do. We eliminate, you name it, you know, freedom, put everybody in universal basic income, eliminate the middle class. So what they wanted for both saving the environment and now for saving humanity from COVID-19, well, we got to save Gaia and the environment, and we've got to do these things. And so both ends of those are exactly the same. The reason for doing it and the end result that they're going to impose on you were the same. What they've done is they've exchanged what's in the middle, and they've just very rapidly pushed this in. And this is what's dangerous about all this stuff, how rapidly this happened. And let me tell you, what they're trying to do now with this Operation Warp Speed and the rapid deployment of this vaccine is really what you need to fear. You need to fear how quickly this is being done, because if it's not being done at warp speed, you're going to catch on to what's happening. And we're going to try to get you up to speed here with what the real danger is of this vaccine.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a small window of time that they have to get this fully implemented like they want.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why they got to roll it out to everybody at once. If they start rolling this out gradually, people are going to say, oh, wait a minute. We had some adverse effects over here. Look at what's happening to this person that got paralyzed from this, or whatever the side effects are going to be. And then you're going to say, oh, we're not going to do that. They've got to rapidly roll this out to everybody. The rapidity of what this is going to be, how this is going to be done, and the fact that it's going to be rolled out to everybody all at once on V-Day or whatever, Vaccine Day, this is what you really have to fear.
cause the panic, cause the hysteria, get people afraid of death, and then come sweeping in with your magical vaccine that's actually going to kill you deader than the coronavirus ever could.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interests and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
David Knight and myself are talking here during the break. Because they've got to roll this vaccine out within a month or two, folks. And they're going to use the reopening of your favorite sports team or your favorite bar or whatever as the excuse. So it'll be, oh, there'll be people in fear. I want the vaccine. And then there'll be people that say, I want to go watch a movie or watch a ball game. I'll get the vaccine. So that's how they're going to mainline this. I think they have to do it in about... I mean, I think, David, I give them 2 months. I don't think they have much time after that. The coronavirus fears are dying. The spread is obviously not happening. The whole hoax has been exposed. They don't care. They still got their media. They're getting their vaccine lined up. But, you know, you were pointing out how Fauci acts like, oh, we can't have this vaccine. He's done it before.
Yeah.
And they've rolled it out unsuccessfully.
Yeah, 2009. He did it in 4 months.
And then also you've got... a clip here of a Moderna spokesperson, you know, giving you the real plan.
Yeah, here's their PR clip. Let's let them explain to you what their diabolical plan is. Go ahead, roll the clip.
In many ways, it's digitalizing vaccines. We're going from external, very old-fashioned approaches to using the body's own machinery to do exactly what the body does when it's infected. What mRNA gives us is real precision, which allows us to really create the vaccines we want to create. We can do it very, very fast. If those pathogens change, we can change it. It's highly adaptable. And we can get to a scale, a very large scale, very quickly. So that means that, in theory, we can get to far more people more quickly with more vaccines and adjust if we need to adjust. Because we're producing these vaccines in exactly the same way each time, it means we can put together vaccines that we might not have been able to put together before simply because they weren't compatible before. It's a whole level, a whole new paradigm compared to existing vaccines, which are slow, unpredictable. There's a much greater component of art in today's vaccines than mRNA, which is much more engineering and science.
Yeah, it's actually testing too.
The ultimate promise is going after these unmet needs. There are so many hundreds of thousands, millions of people suffering from diseases that vaccines so far cannot prevent. I think mRNA vaccines, they offer a tantalizing prospect at going after some of these worldwide scourges that traditional vaccines haven't solved.
The idea of reinventing vaccines is incredibly exciting. Any other biotech company would be thinking one product, one disease at a time. We're able to think, how broad can we go? How fast can we go? How big a difference can we make? It's an amazing and unique opportunity.
As a matter of fact, I played Moncef Slaoui a couple of years ago talking about how they're going to roll this out. They said, look, we've got at least 77 different diseases that we've got to rapidly roll things out. And then when there's something that gets modified and we have to respond to a pandemic, we need to be able to do this rapidly. And so this is our program. And as you hear these guys, it sounds like they've really done this. And, you know, they have never gotten an mRNA vaccine approved for human use. Never. And this was years ago. And so this company has been rolling from one, you know, overstated promise to the next. And now they've been given $500 million to roll something out very rapidly by the end of the year. And you need to be very concerned about this. Let me talk again about a little bit more detail about how this is all tied together. the mechanisms of viruses, of cancer, and of this mRNA vaccine. They are all very similar, and that connection should make you very concerned. When I talk about the different ways that a virus can cause cancer, and again, there's a lot of different viruses that are highly associated with cancer. The most well-known that many people have is HPV, but there's also hepatitis B and so forth. These viruses can result in particular types of cancer with a high degree of association. So how do they cause cancer? Again, the viruses are fragments of RNA that your cell, they'll attach themselves to your cell, and then your cell brings it in and starts to reproduce it in an aberrant way, in the same way that a cancer cell starts to reproduce. It kills that cell, and then it creates a chain reaction. So you have direct damage to the DNA. That's one way that you can cause cancer. You can also alter the immune system so that it can't help. It's not able to fight off cancer cells. That's another reason that viruses can cause cancer. You can get chronic inflammation, or you can disrupt the body's normal regulation of cell division. And so understand, viruses are not like bacteria. They're not living organisms. They're just RNA fragments like this vaccine. And viruses can cause cancer. So is this a risk for this? Most large companies, pharmaceutical companies even, they're not necessarily known for being that concerned about health effects. Most of them have abandoned this approach. But again, Moderna thinks that they can very rapidly put something out. And that's all we're looking at right now is how fast can it be done? Because money is no object. Safety is not a concern. We're just concerned about the speed at which we can deploy this, right? And so when we look at the past history of some of these vaccines, remember that one of the most famous ones, you probably all heard of SV40. It was in the polio vaccine, 1955, 1963. Simian virus number 40, it was a type of cancer. They said, oh, sorry about that. They pulled it out after that. 1976, we had the swine flu vaccine. It produced GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, about one case per 100,000, estimated by the CDC, and of course, that's probably low. 1998, we had a Hep B vaccine that created multiple sclerosis. We had a meningitis vaccine. 2005-2008 created Guillain-Barré syndrome. The swine flu vaccine that we're talking about, Owen and I, that was rushed to market by Fauci in 2009, in just 4 months, that resulted in a lot of cases of narcolepsy and some of Guillain-Barré syndrome. So we've had this long history, and then in addition to that, you've had a lot of third world countries, India, Africa, and others have accused Bill Gates of sterilization and death from HPV, tetanus shots, and so forth. That's pretty well documented. Hundreds of thousands of people in India that have had bad results from that. But when we look at the way that cancer, vaccines are developed, many of them are developed along the lines of immortal cell lines. One of them, one of the most famous ones, they even did a movie about it. The Henrietta Lacks cell line. This is a black woman who at Johns Hopkins University, they just seem to keep coming back into these vaccine stories. At Johns Hopkins University, she came in with cancer. They misdiagnosed it. She died, but they created an immortal cell line. And as people like to say, if you've had a vaccine, you've probably got a little bit of Henrietta Lacks DNA in your body. They call it the HeLa line. They put her name together there. And it is a biologic material. When you have biologic material grown on these immortal cell lines, it's grown on a bed of cancerous cells because the cancerous cells can continue. The reason they call them immortal is because they can continue to reproduce. They're not like normal cells that stop dividing after a certain number of replications. And when he starts talking about how lucrative this is going to be, first of all, it's going to be fast, right? And then secondly, they've got a large array of diseases that they want to deploy this mRNA vaccine on, and already you got school kids taking over 70 doses of 16 different types of vaccines, but that's nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet. Moncef Slaoui, our new vaccine czar, has gone on record with globalist organizations. Like I said, I've played this on the morning show, talking about how he's identified at least 77, and that's not even talking about the pandemics that arise, like the novel coronavirus. And so when you look at this and you say, well, why are these coronaviruses mutating or developing new strains so rapidly? Again, it's because they are constant. It's the RNA that causes mutation, that causes cancer, that causes all these different things. So these very adaptations that are happening with the different coronaviruses is because when these viruses are replicated by the cells, they're not always replicated in exactly the same way. So you get new RNA strains, and they say, well, that's a different strain, and so we have to vaccinate for that. These things are all tied together. This is why this is so dangerous, and it's why they have to roll this out so quickly. And when we look at the financial aspect of this, Owen, this is very disturbing what they have done in terms of the pump and dump in the stock market. Again, based on a short test, they said, well, we're going to test 45 people. They said, we found antibodies in 8 of them. This has not been peer-reviewed. It's not been reviewed by anybody. Moderna is famous for being very, very close to the chest, very, very secretive about all their research, not having produced anything. And as Alex was talking about this other company, actually the name is Theranos, that individual, they operated exactly the same way, and eventually she was under criminal investigation. But now these people are running the Operation Warp Speed vaccine program.
So, just putting two and two together here, folks. They're going to roll out a vaccine that literally gives you cancer so that they can produce their next vaccine with your cells.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You know, looking at this from a layman's perspective, approaching it from common sense, I have to ask the question, why are these individuals from Moderna, sitting here talking so just openly and brazenly about this, like there's some sort of demand? There's no demand. There's no demand for vaccines. People aren't lining up down the block for vaccines. Hell, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates show up in Africa, people hide in their homes. Because they know Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine is going to kill them. And that's the only place where they're really rolling these out, which is the irony here. So they sit here and they project their vaccines onto you like you want them, even though there is no demand, and they're taking your money to make them, and then they're going to take your DNA and RNA to make them. And then they push them in the third world where there actually is some disease and outbreak, but that's just an excuse that they use to test them. The people that know about them run and hide when the people in lab coats show up with the vaccine. It's sad, but that's the truth. And then they just sit here and they just do it all. But the story is hiding in plain sight, David, and we already knew it. Vaccines cause cancer and they cause autism. Period. Done. End of story. Quit hiding from that fact, folks. But now they're taking it to the next level, though. They're taking it and they're going to say, well, we already know the vaccines are causing cancer. We're not going to tell you that. But now we're going to manipulate the new vaccines with the ability to cause cancer, and we're going to call it an immortal cell. So now you're constantly, with your new cancer that they injected into you, you're constantly now producing their new proteins and whatever they want to take out of you to produce their next vaccine. And they sit there and they tell you it like it's a good thing. And it's like you want that.
Their new vaccine is actually a virus itself, is really what's happening. Because when you take a look at bacteria, they are going to multiply. The cells divide and multiply and so forth. But what happens with the virus is it's got this RNA strand. It goes in. The cells reproduce that, that genetic material from the virus. It confuses the cell. The cell then rapidly replicates it, and it gets destroyed in the process, very much like cancer. And so that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to turn your body into manufacturing their virus, their synthetic virus. And part of the things that are being questioned by the rest of the medical community, one of the reasons why the large companies are not getting involved in this is because of the nanoparticles that they use to surround the mRNA fragments that they inject into you. And those things have their own issue as well. But it's very similar to the way that cancer is created by genetic mutation when you are hit with a virus. Again, it can damage your RNA, it can damage your immune system, it can, and it doesn't happen in all cases. Even when you got something like HPV that's highly associated with cervical cancer and some other types of cancer, there's about 90% of the time they find these RNA fragments in there. So it's only about 10% of the viruses that cause cancer. There's usually a delay when this happens. And so that's another part of it. They're going to rapidly roll this out. There'll be a delay for the effect for this to happen, just like there is a delay when a virus itself causes cancer. And so the reality is that when we look at this, Owen, and we look at the push. Again, you pointed out there's no demand pull from the public. This is a government push. And this is not only the Trump White House. This is the Federal Reserve. You've got Powell saying over the weekend, we've got to have a vaccine so we can reopen the economy. You've got DARPA partnering with Moderna. And so the Pentagon is also pushing this out. The Pentagon is also saying, we're not going to have a vaccine until 2021, so you're going to have to stay locked down until we get a vaccine. Everybody is saying you got to stay locked down until we get the vaccine to get people to beg them for the vaccine.
And by the way, that is such a dangerous precedent, David, because they know that we can reopen tomorrow and there's not going to be a spread.
That's right.
And so anybody who goes along with that And again, Trump is kind of going along with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I get it. It's like, oh,
it's
like, yeah, he needs the economy to reopen. That's his biggest election, you know, point to vote for. So they're kind of like, okay, well, we need to reopen it. And they say we need the vaccine. So go ahead and take the vaccine. No, there is no spread. I've been to dozens of events. I've been to thousands of people. We've had Super Bowls, NASCAR events, WWE events, sporting events. No spread, David. We had in Florida, we had a Super Bowl. We had spring break. Hundreds of millions of people in Florida during this deadly pandemic, no spread. There is no spread. It's all a lie.
That's right. And so you have to push back against this psychological control. And President Trump is being given this false choice. You either find a cure. That's why he's talking about other things like HCQ. You either find a cure. Well, HCQ, vaccine, I don't care. Just do it quickly so we can get the economy open. That's not the way to look at this. You got to look at this and say, we have to open up the economy at warp speed, not get a treatment at warp speed. We got to restore the Constitution at warp speed. We've got to do that quickly. We have to, as a population from the grassroots up, folks, we have to rejoin or die. Go back to the meme that Franklin put together, the chopped up snake. That's what's happened to our society. They're trying to atomize us, chop us into fragments, and we will die unless we can rejoin as a society, as a community, as an economy. We have to join together, and we have to do that rapidly. That's what has to be done rapidly. Not deploying a vaccine, not even coming up with a treatment rapidly. We have to pull this back together. And the thing that concerns me is the fact that you have all these different groups that are pressuring President Trump. You have the military-industrial complex, you've got DARPA, you've got Fauci and Birx, and you've got the Federal Reserve chairman. All of these people are saying, we've got to have a vaccine. This bogus information that came out of Moderna that caused a spike in the stock market, everybody who is investing in the stock market, all the bankers, and so everybody, that all the money is out there waiting for a vaccine. As long as they can get any kind of positive information about Moderna's vaccine or about remdesivir from Gilead, that causes a surge, a momentary surge in the stock market. But it's not real. And this stuff is very dangerous. And the real thing that is being killed is our society, our communities, our lives, our liberty, our Constitution, and that's what we've got to restore very rapidly. This is a false dichotomy. It's a Hegelian dialectic. It's a manipulation. And, you know, when we look at this, and I look at the way this stuff is set up, my background is really in computers, and I'm looking at the DNA and the RNA and the mRNA, the messenger RNA. It kind of reminds me of higher-level code compilers. And the assembler code and so forth, that's kind of the analogy that I look at. And I'm reminded about the fact that this model that destroyed the world, that came out of the Imperial College of London, was based on perhaps the worst software that was ever produced by mankind. I mean, this is a model that every time that they would give it the same input and it would give them a radically different output. Now, you want to be able to run randomized inputs so that you see what's going to happen for various scenarios. We're not talking about that. We're talking about software that was so messed up, so buggy, that they would get a different answer with exactly the same input. And the idiots, when they were questioned about it by Edinburgh University, they said, well, run it on a slower computer. They said, that shouldn't change it. These people are so computer illiterate. And yet, Fauci and Birx, the people that Trump referred to as two very smart people, they are the ones who shopped that computer output from that garbage. It was Fortran. Fortran. I mean, 60 years ago, that was written. 40 years ago, it was outdated. I had a job that was offered to me to work on something that was a legacy program written in Fortran. I said, absolutely not. 40 years ago. And yet, that's what these people who are supposed to be the cutting edge state of the art, this is why you should be very concerned about this. These people who are still writing computer models in Fortran now want to manipulate the software in your body. That's what you should be very afraid of.
And by the way, the coronavirus models that they wrote were never meant to be accurate. They were meant to be hysterical to collapse the economy. The exact same thing is done with climate change models.
Yep.
The exact same.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Extendovite with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I think it's a paradox, actually, David, because Trump's greatest strength in some ways is his patience, but it's also his greatest weakness. You can't have patience with an enemy of America when you're the president. And I feel like that's kind of what's going on right now.
I think his greatest weakness is that he never talks about the Constitution. I think his greatest weakness is he's never been focused on liberty. My problem with Trump when he was running was the fact that he embraced torture. Torture is not only unethical, it's not only a war crime, but it also is not pragmatic.
Well, we're all being tortured now.
Yeah, exactly. The very data that was used for the fake weapons of mass destruction in Iraq was a product of torture. And when people found out, people in the Pentagon, White House found out about it, said, we've been had. And the person who covered up for that, who pushed that through, was Gina Haspel, that Trump made the CIA director. And so we had torture that produced the weapons of mass destruction that got us into the war with Iraq. And now we've got scientists, quote unquote, like Fauci and Birx and these idiots at the Imperial College of London, torturing the data to get the answers that they want, inflating the data, rigging the data, presuming that people have died from COVID when they haven't even tested them. They don't even pretend. They're putting the numbers out, and we get the counts out there that say, look at this, it's going to go over 100,000 and so forth. And see, we told you it's going to go over 100. Well, of course. They're just making this stuff up.
Yeah, they manipulated the data like you were talking about, with just like the climate change models.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and here's the other thing, too, because this has been stuck in my crawl. You know, we've been in the Middle East with troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and, you know, Iran. But the enemies of America are in America, folks. They're in the halls of Congress. They're at these academic institutions. They're at the NIAI. I mean, they're here. Like, they're here. They're not in the Middle East in a cave. They're not in the slums of Iraq. They're right here, folks. They're on TV every day. And so it's very frustrating. But, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, because Trump's taking hydroxychloroquine. He said it the other day. The media said, you're basically going to die now, Trump. Well, he's not going to die. He's not going to get COVID either. So it'll be interesting to see how they do that. But what we really need, and here's the danger, and you were getting into this, and let's get back into this, David. You know, the beauty of the free market is the danger of the free market. And that's why I'm just a total free market. In the free market, you can be a communist. You can be a communist free market. You can go start a little commune and have your little communist thing. And guess what? That doesn't affect me. I can be a free market capitalist. But the danger is, guess what? There's going to be people that want to sell you a dangerous vaccine and a deadly vaccine. And they're going to use marketing tactics to do it. But if it's a free market, I still have the conscious choice to say no. And that's fine. That's the dangers and the beauties of the free market. They're eliminating the free market now, David, in the name of a fake viral outbreak.
Yeah, and one of the things that you has been suggested by some individuals is, like, look, if they're going to come at you with a mandatory vaccine, one of the things you might be able to do short term is to produce a document, and there's some various forms of this out there, says, you know, I want you to sign this document, doctor or nurse, saying that you are going to indemnify me against any injury that is caused by this vaccine. And of course, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, like, can you imagine that? Somebody sitting over you, yeah, with a needle, like Bill Gates, like, do you give me, do you sign this waiver before I inject you? You're, yeah, sitting there like, where's the door?
Well, you know, and this is why the key thing is, it's about force. It's not really about authority. There really isn't any authority in the Constitution for a mandatory vaccine. Alan Dershowitz is just blowing excrement at you. We've had in the past the Supreme Court with the Dred Scott decision saying you got to send the slave that escaped back to the master. We've had the Supreme Court in 1915, about 10 years after that case that Alan Dershowitz was talking about, where they told a guy, yeah, you got to get a vaccine in Massachusetts. I don't know what the thing was, if it was smallpox or whatever it was in 1905. But nevertheless, 10 years later, we had the Supreme Court sent a film producer to jail for 10 years and gave him a massive, massive fine because they didn't like the film that he had produced. The film was The Spirit of 76, and it showed the British as bad guys. And at that time, you had Woodrow Wilson trying to get us into World War I on the side of the British. So they censored it. He put it back together and showed it again, and they put him in jail, and they gave him a fine. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can do that. There's no First Amendment for movies. How about that, Hollywood? And that stood for 40 years. So we've had the Supreme Court be wrong about a lot of things. And if the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court got it wrong with the 1905 decision, there is no right to strap you down and to give you a vaccine. But what we have to understand, I spent a lot of time this morning on the program. Take a look at band.video at the show, because we've got a lot of clips that we put together. One of them was very powerful. A guy in California who was a Marine. He had taken an oath to the Constitution, and he had big demonstrators in California And at the beginning of the video, you had these guys in full riot gear. I mean, body armor and helmets and truncheons and everything. And they're pushing young women with signs and everything, pushing them off the edge. And he gets there with a bullhorn and he says, I took an oath to the Constitution. You took an oath to the Constitution. Let me tell you, you have to do the right thing. Are you going to go tell your kids tonight, what'd you do today, Daddy? And you can tell them, well, we beat up this pastor over here on the side, which they had just done. He said, is that what you want for your life? And he talked to them about his master sergeant that he hadn't talked to for 10 years. And his master sergeant was saying, you do not do that. You follow the Constitution. Ethics and morality trump the orders from your commanding officer if they're telling you the wrong thing to do. Even if that commanding officer is the governor or the president, it trumps those orders. And we have to get that message out. We have to have a rise of the oath keepers. We got sheriffs here and there that are doing that. We got police officers here and there that are doing that. Marines that are talking about that. We have to do that because they don't have the authority. And they only have the force if people will submit to that. And they still can't do that if the mass of us will not comply, even with people in truncheons. They do not have enough people to force us to comply if we refuse.
And that's what I was going to say. I was just going to just add on to that. It takes every citizen at this point.
That's right.
Because here's the other thing, too.
Join or die.
And the police are going to eventually, I mean, you're going to have some bad cops and you're going to have some bad eggs and every, any big industry or whatever you want to call it, but the cops are eventually going to come around and do the right thing if they see people standing up against this. If they see people in mass, it's kind of like I had the story right here. They still arrested over 80 people, but there was a huge party over the weekend on beaches in Texas called Topless Jeep Weekend. Thousands of people down there, and the cops are kind of like, yeah, we can't really stop it. They still arrested 80 people, which is ridiculous. All those cops should resign or be fired immediately. Still no spread, by the way. But if all of America just said, no, we're reopening, no, we're not wearing masks, no, we're not taking the vaccine, then, David, that's when they would literally have to come to your, front door with a gun and force you to do it, or they lose.
That's right. And you have to know what your rights are. If you don't know what your rights are, they can lie to you, they can intimidate you, they can gaslight you. And if your focus is not on the Constitution and liberty, President Trump, they can get you to do anything to the people. You have to have that as your central focus. But so do we. And I had Eddie Craig on a couple of days ago. And he talked about what you can do if you're a business owner and they come after you with these fines. Understand that if there are fines and jail terms associated with that, that they have to give you a jury trial. If they take your business license as punishment, they have to give you a hearing. We have to stand up for our rights or we lose them. It's very important right now for everybody to stand together, to stand with these business owners, to understand that these people are revolting against the Constitution. And they're revolting and disgusting. And we cannot allow them to do this to us. We cannot sit down and allow this to happen. We've got to have the pastors. We've got to have the oath keepers who stand up, or we're going to wind up with a full-on civil war because a lot of us are not going to comply. We have to get people on our side. We have to explain to them why this is in their best interest. And it's in the best interest of President Trump not to force a vaccine on people, just like it's in the best interest of Trump and even the Democrats to not try to force gun confiscation on people.
And look, it's kind of a fight fire with fire thing. I mean, I would have a real lawyer with you if you want to open your business up, but even if you don't, I mean, just say your sister's a lawyer. Say, I'm going to sue you. My lawyer's right here. They don't know the difference. I mean, it doesn't even matter. They don't have the right anyway. This whole thing is a giant lie that you have to shut down. So, yeah, say your dog's a lawyer. Hey, my dog will sue you. They don't want to be involved in a lawsuit, but nobody fights back.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Into the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight with you in studio. We've got this segment and the next with some very important news here we're going to break down. And then we're going to have an interview with Roger Stone airing coming up in the entire third hour before John Rappaport takes over for the fourth hour. But, you know, David, here's the reason why I think what you're about to get into is so important, not just for the information value, but sadly, most people hearing this stuff about vaccines either can't wrap their head around it. I mean, heck, it's hard for me to wrap my head around it, and I'm in this. It's just very complex stuff, or they just can't even believe it. It's too out there for them to understand. They'll cast it off as a conspiracy theory. But when you get into the money aspect, people can understand that. People can relate to that. People have kind of seen that play out, and you're going to get into that right now. But, you know, the one thing I really want the audience to understand, which is this is why the money is so important. It's not about them getting rich. People can get rich doing a bunch of things, scamming you or running a legitimate business. The problem is they have so much exorbitant wealth without producing anything, and they use that to control the media. There aren't any, there. In fact, InfoWars may be the only media organization that's self-sustaining. I mean, literally, it might be one only. And so they have all this money, and they use it for, quote-unquote, advertising. And so all these media corporations that need advertising money to run their programs, well, guess who their number one buyer of ads are? Big pharmaceutical companies. And so talk about the massive money grab that comes along every time they're trying to push a vaccine.
Yeah, you know what they've been able to do? They've been able to raise massive amounts of money on Wall Street with an interesting narrative. And now they've got an interesting narrative to multiply that out, and that is the COVID-19 situation. You know, when we look at this, and when you look at a con game, right, it's based on confidence. That's what a con game is. But, of course, there's also another kind of con. That's the conspiracy, criminal conspiracy that's going on. I'm not saying that they're engaged in a criminal conspiracy, but there's been a lot of people that have been questioning this company for quite some time. As a matter of fact, when you saw this report come out that they said, look, we've released partial results of a non-peered review test. 8 of 45 candidates appear to have generated a response to this new type of vaccine. That sent the stock market soaring. And, of course, this guy, Moncef Slaoui, who is now the vaccine czar, picked by Fauci and Trump, he sold $12 million worth of options. People are saying, hey, wait a minute, you left this company, but you still got all these stock options. You got a basic conflict of interest. And he goes, well, I'll sell it. And Zero Hedge was saying he might be very happy to get rid of those, and he did it that very day. And so he made $12 million off of that boost.
So let me get this straight. Big pharmaceutical companies create a drug or a vaccine. They then push that information out to all the people they advertise on. The media covers it, and then their stocks boom.
Yeah, their stocks
boom. Wow, that's amazing.
And then they raise a ton of money, but they still haven't produced anything.
That's like the wolf of Pharma Street.
That's right, exactly. This company's been around for 10 years. They haven't produced anything except they have raised massive amounts of cash, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out when that first report came out. It said, be careful handling white-hot Moderna stock. Stat, which is a medical publication, said vaccine experts say Moderna didn't produce data critical to assessing COVID-19 vaccines. So did they retrace today? Perhaps. Nevertheless, when we take a look at their history, go back, and there's been a lot of comparisons, even 4 years ago, to the company that was called Theranos, and the CEO, Elizabeth Holmes, was the subject of an FBI criminal investigation. They claimed to develop a revolutionary blood testing technology that turned out to be, as Thrillist put it, total BS. And so when you look at this, they said the same types of things are happening now with Moderna. You have a lot of hype. You have absolutely no scientific papers that are published, no products that are put out. And you have, as Stat News pointed out, ego, ambition, turmoil inside one of biotech's most secretive startups. And these are the people who have a half a billion dollars that have been given to them by Operation Warp Speed to develop this vaccine. So we should be very, very concerned about this. And again, if we go back and look at this, their approach is to use RNA fragments and to have your body reproduce those RNA fragments the same way your body reproduces the RNA fragments that we call a virus. We know that viruses damage the DNA. We know that viruses damage the immune system. We know that in 10% of the cases we have viruses, 10% of the viruses cause cancer. And that's one of the ways that they do this. And so this is a tactic that they admit. They say we can deploy this very quickly. What they have with this coronavirus vaccine is they're introducing RNA fragments surrounded by nanotech, essentially, nanoparticles that are lipid to protect the RNA fragments. And then once your cells bring that in, your cells start producing, ideally, they start producing these spikes that look like the coronavirus, and then your immune system starts to produce a reaction to it that would stop that if it gets, if it sees a real coronavirus. The question is, why wouldn't we support our immune system? God gave us a very complicated protection system called the immune system. And we've got scientists from NIH, from the CDC, talking about how effective Things like vitamin C or vitamin D can be. You know, if you have a deficiency in vitamin D, they said they've already associated that with a higher risk of negative side effects with coronavirus. So if you have a deficiency in that, they said they've also identified, the NIH said they've identified a deficiency in vitamin D with the onset of autoimmune disease. And they said they can correct and mitigate a lot of the symptoms of autoimmune disease if they get the levels of vitamin D up. So when we have a deficiency in certain natural things, or even things like zinc that we're talking about in conjunction with hydroxychloroquine, very natural things that are missing can cause your immune system not to operate effectively. So why wouldn't we try to take a different approach rather than trying to inject RNA that we don't know what it's going to do to the cells, we don't know what it's going to do to the body, we don't know what kind of damage it's going to do, we don't know if it's going to cause cancer like viruses do, because it is a virus in and of itself. Instead of doing that, why don't we boost the immune system? But of course, Owen, they will always pull back from these remedies, even though you've got the NIH and the CDC saying, yeah, they agree with the natural health industry on these particular issues, and yet everybody wants to pretend that's not a thing. We've got to have a vaccine. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Well, I think I can answer your question. Why wouldn't we be, you know, talking about vitamin D or vitamin C or zinc? Well, the answer is obvious, because right now you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy, you know, supplements with zinc in them or vitamin D supplements for pretty cheap. It's pretty cheap. They're on sale right now. One of the things people are really deficient in, iodine, leads to all kinds of immune problems. Yep. So you can go get iodine, nascent iodine, InfoWarsStore.com, very cheap. That's why they don't want you to know about these things, because we can sell you iodine at a very affordable price, very high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. You can then get it for an affordable price. The person that wants to distribute that can also create their own business. But with vaccines, I mean, this is the incredible thing, David, and I'm almost not even believing this, but this is how it goes. The vaccine companies make billions of dollars essentially selling their vaccines, and it all goes to the hospitals and the insurance companies. But on the outset of it, though, they don't even have to fund their own research. They don't even have to fund their own development of these things. They get taxpayer-funded grants and all these programs. Oh, yeah. So it's like it's already a billion-dollar industry. They don't even fund themselves. That's like saying, you know what, Jeff Bezos, which we already do bail Bezos out, but it's like, you know what, Bezos, you're worth billions of dollars. Let's just give you some money so you can make Amazon even bigger. Screw the billions you already have. Just here's some government cash. Make Amazon even bigger. That's what we're doing with these vaccine manufacturers. Hey, you already got billions of dollars. You know, don't even worry about manufacturing your own vaccine. Here's some government money that you can use that to manufacture your vaccine.
Well, and they don't have any liability. If they harm anybody, of course, Fauci was there in 1986. You know, he came into the NIH, and he was head of the division that he is right now, where they focus on vaccines. He was there with Reagan when they gave legal immunity to the vaccine company. So if by design or even by manufacture they harm you with their product, they don't have any liability. I mean, nobody else has any kind of a business model like that. I mean, you can make a bicycle and you would have liability if you hurt somebody with a bicycle, but not these guys. And so the pharmaceutical companies, if you look at their their combined revenue, it's more than twice what the media and entertainment revenue is. So obviously they can own the media. And look at all the commercials that you see when you watch mainstream media. They own them. They can buy these people. They can buy the time to push their drugs and to make sure these guys lay off of them.
And that's why no one in the media can ever cover it. And by the way, you know, this is like if you're a weatherman, David, and let's say you also own a weather shed company. And so you go on air every night. There's going to be a massive tornado. You need to shelter in your weather shed that's buried underground. And every night, tornado, tornado. And then there's never a tornado. And then they find out, wait a second, this guy's selling storm shelters, making millions of dollars. That's Fauci. That's Gates. That's what they're doing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$500,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.